Hello and welcome to episode one of this year's podcast series. We're titling it The Podcasts Afoot to tie into our actual show's name of The Games Afoot, which is on at the Cronulla Arts Theatre, or Arts Theatre Cronulla, I should say, playing from May 7th to June 12th. I'm Flossie, I'm your host, and joining me today is the lovely Jane O'Connell. Woo, welcome Jane.
Hello. Yay. Hi. So glad to be here.
So, Jane, you're an actor and yes. You've been cast in the play.
Yes.
Can you tell us your character's name, a little bit about your character?
Yes. Okay, great. So, yes, I'm playing Madge. I'm married to Felix and we're both very good friends of, I guess, the star of the play, which is William Gillette, who plays Sherlock Holmes in the play that he's created, in the backstory of the play, basically. So Madge is an actress in the play, so she's very flamboyant. It's in the 1930s. She's larger than life. She's quite dry and sarcastic, very much in love with her husband Felix, but they've got quite an interesting dynamic happening, which you see throughout the play, so that's been fun playing with. And it's fun playing an actress in the play because I get to bring out all those qualities that I kind of find when I'm in a group of actors like I am in this play production, basically. So, that element's been fun. And then also her character arc throughout the play has also been quite a journey. So
that's nice.
Fun. Yeah.
Do you find that other than obviously looking exactly the same as Madge, because you're playing Madge,
yes.
Do you have any other similarities or are you very different? How do you...
She's probably a bit more, given the kind of person she is and era that it is, she holds back, I guess, her emotions a bit more than I think I do.
Okay.
So, it's good to try and hold back that emotion, but let it come through in other ways on the stage. But we're similar ages. We've both committed to acting. She hasn't had any children. I haven't had any children. So that way.
Yep.
And so I think, there's lots of similarities, but it's interesting. She's got no family to speak of. So I'm just sitting with those questions of why and how that happened. Very much in love, which I am. So they're the same. Yeah.
And is this your first play with Arts Theatre Cronulla?
Yes. I was in Melbourne, so I moved back at the end of last year, and then I saw the audition for this. I read the play, loved it. It's very funny. And then auditioned and got this part, which I didn't originally audition for this part. I auditioned for your part, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, which was quite different for what I would normally go for.
Yep.
But and got this part, and I have to say, like, the first reading, it was really interesting. Tom's done such a great job casting everyone, because when everyone walked in, I'm like, oh, you are perfect for that part. Margareta's perfect for her part. It's just, the casting of this play is perfect. So, that was another part that was really interesting. So, really excited to be here, and it's a good community feel, and like the cast is beautiful, so I'm really excited for this run.
So I'm actually playing the inspector in this play, so but I'll talk about me later.
More on that.
Did you do a lot of theatre in Melbourne? Like, have you come from a theatre background or?
I was mainly theatre, then I moved into film and studied screen, and so was more interested in that space for a while, but missed the like thrill of theatre. I did a Larry Moss workshop a couple of years ago, and that kind of reignited my love for it, which has always been there. It's not the same. Like, I like film, I like screen, but the fast-paced adrenaline, it kind of running it end to end was missing. And I like both, but I miss that thrill. So and there's a lot of, like, I guess, pre-work, but more work can go into the preparation of a play. So it's the same, like, for screen, but it's a different process. Mm. But I was in a play in Melbourne before lockdown, thankfully.
Ah.
Yeah, and so that was a British play called Tusk Tusk, and it was, like, an indie played. Okay. It was really good. It was pretty well received. We had a really young cast, and so that was fun. And one of my friends directed it, so it was a good experience. Yeah. And then this was the next one because we went through COVID like everyone. Yes. But so happy to be back on the stage. Yeah.
So was your production in Melbourne, was that affected? Did you have to close early?
No, it was before. Okay. It was, quite a bit before. And then we were, talking about what we'd do next. And then, COVID hit. So.
Yeah. And have you, since restrictions have lifted, have you found you've been able to go back to the theatre at all? Have you kind of gone and seen any shows?
Yeah, I haven't gone to see. I'm dying to see. I was going to go and see Rochelle's on Friday.
Yes.
I didn't get to that, but I'm dying to go and see something. Have been to the movies, thankfully. That was one of the things in lockdown that I was really hanging out to do. Need to go and see a play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just missed the one before this. Sorry, I didn't get to see the one that was on here, but the next one I will see.
Nice. More of a technical question, but I always do like to ask, is lines and how do people go about learning lines? What's their process?
Yeah.
How do you have particular methods that you find work for you when you...
I like to do the research. So I have this process where I write down all the things that... basically all the clues in the script. So everything that I say about myself, everything that people say about myself, that I know to be true. So I go through the script and do that. And that helps me because I kind of pick up on those little details. And then I'll run it with someone, usually my boyfriend, who's really lovely and committed, or my mom or my nonna.
Yeah.
My mom's actually a really good one. She's really strict. If I miss a comma, she'll pick me up on it.
Ah.
Anyway, so she's good. And then usually I go through and I do kind of map the subtext and things like that. Yeah. And that also helps me. Yeah. So I like to run it with the cast because the pace and everything. Yeah. But I guess when I'm starting to learn, it's more understanding the story. I get a really solid understanding of the story, and that helps with my lines.
Yeah. I suppose now as well, from lockdown, not that we've done it a lot, but we have, there's an added luxury, I think, when it comes to learning lines, that you have your rehearsal space and you can go into the rehearsal space and map out where you are on stage and everything. But in this day and age now, we have apps and programs like Zoom where you can go, okay, or actually, can we run some lines? And you can do it from the comfort of your own home and run lines with another cast member, which is quite a nice luxury to have available as well.
Yeah.
We've utilized
it. The apps don't really work for me, like Line Learner. I've tried that. It just doesn't. I just need, I think, a human. I like the human contact. Yeah. But also with the accent, so working with an accent coach, you run lines because you're trying to make sure you're saying the words properly. Yeah. So that helps as well. But I think running it is the main thing. How do you learn?
Me? Oh, my gosh. Do as you do, where you go through and you look at what's true about your character. So what do people say about your character? What does your character say about yourself as well? Which is actually a good technique from drama school.
It is. It's a good exercise. I enjoy it.
And one that I think a lot of people don't use enough, really. Mm-hmm. But then I do sometimes with lines where there's a lot of the same consonant.
Yes,
where it's like maybe a line of F's, F, F, yes, F, 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 yes, F, or C, 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 or D, 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 D. Generally, I like to write it out at least 3 times in a row to kind of learn by rote. But then I'm one of these weirdos that will go on nice long walks and I recorded our table read. So
that's good.
I will say the lines as I'm walking around. So, which I suppose for this particular play, walking the streets and talking about murder and it's probably not the healthiest thing, and I'm sure people are thinking there's a weirdo walking around the streets.
Haven't been reported though.
No one's reported me yet. So and that really helps as well. So it's true. I think Tom said maybe a week or two ago, walking around saying your lines is a lot better for learning than just sitting down at a table and going over them and over them.
Yeah, I agree. The movement helps, which is why running it helps.
And you mentioned you're doing an accent in this play.
Because Madge is an actress, so she's transatlantic, which has been an interesting accent to learn. So it's like based in American, but then it's got elements of British, so she would have learnt it at drama school, which is very interesting because in parts of the play I use British accent when I'm quoting Shakespeare and things like that. So, and then to switch back to transatlantic, which isn't straight American, has been interesting. But I have one of the other cast members was like, what if people just think we're not doing the American accent properly? And I'm like, surely not. No, come on. But anyway, so, yeah, it's been fun. I'm definitely creating new neurons in my brain trying to get that one. But, yeah, it's good.
Do you have any inspiration from movies from that era at all?
Yeah, so Rosalind Russell. Yeah, it's actually a great clue in the script. I get likened to her. So I've been watching Auntie Mame and My Girl Friday and things like that. So that's been really nice. So she is amazing, so it's a good inspiration, but it's been interesting doing that. I don't know if it will resonate, but I hope it does.
So we are, I think as of tomorrow, we're 2 weeks out from our first preview.
Well, 2 weeks out today because it's on Sunday.
Today's Sunday, so yes, that's right. So our first preview is on May 2nd, which is a charity preview. So we start tech this week. We've got quite a lot of tech rehearsals over the next 2 weeks. That's going to be quite intense.
So it's all coming together. I'm excited.
Very excited. So we've just had paint day. So the set's just drying. looks very different now that it's painted. All the colours, all the mismatched palettes from previous shows, that's all been painted over. So we've got a lovely, lovely, consistently coloured set now, which is awesome.
And thanks to everyone that helped with that.
Yes, 100%. And one of our actors, Michael, who's actually in the show.
My husband in the show.
Yes, is Madge's husband, has actually helped construct one awesome part of our set, a mechanical part of our set. So we will talk to him about that when we get Michael on the podcast. But for now, I think we will leave it there. Jane, thank you very much for joining me
today. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, guys, tickets go on sale on April 24th.
At 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. That is correct. So if you go to www.thegamesafoot.info or there is a link on the Arts Theatre website, which is www.artstheatrecronulla.com.au. See you next time.